So if you remember from the gospel from last week, the beginning of John chapter 6, and the church gives us these 5 weeks to slowly read through this most pivotal, this foundational chapter for us as Catholics, as Jesus reveals to us the Holy Eucharist. You know, one of the things that we have lost with some of our technological advancements, you know, the days before Netflix and Hulu and DVR and TiVo, we had to wait till next week to see the next episode. And there were even times where there would be a mini-series where you were really tuned in to a 3 or 4 or 5 week section as this movie was displayed over time. We've kind of lost that because now we can just binge watch the entire series in a matter of hours. We lose that ability to really enter into the story. It just becomes the next thing that we've watched, that we can post about and tell our friends about. Mother Church is inviting us to slow down, to take a step back, and to really allow ourselves to be reawakened to the reality of the Holy Eucharist. We also, during this same time, are getting pieces from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. This beautiful letter, where it's an amazing explanation of the faith, of what the faith is, and of how the faith is lived. And today we have from chapter 4, where it's the beginning of this, how do we live the faith? And St. Paul gives us a pretty stern warning. Do not live like the Gentiles. Put away the old self. These words were written maybe 20 years after the death of Jesus. These early Christian communities needed to be reminded of what was going on, of what was at stake, and the tendency to go back to the former way of life. If they needed this reminder only 20 years later, how much more so do we need it 2,000 years later? St. Paul is reminding them that they have put on a new man, a new life. They have put to death the old man. He is reminding them of their baptism. Because for them, the baptism, for us, our baptism is a day that everything changes. After Mass today, we'll have 2 baptisms. These little children, just a few weeks, few months old, will be completely brand new in a matter of a couple of hours. And so if we were baptized the day we were born, or a few months later, or maybe many decades later, that's the most important, most significant day of your life. That's the day that everything changed for you. That you are no longer held bound by the futility of your mind and trapped in your deceitful desires, as St. Paul is reminding them not to go back to. The Gentiles were anyone who wasn't a Jew. The Jews had received the promise, and through the covenant and through the law, they had access to eternal life. They had access to the new life. When Christ came, The new law through baptism, everyone now has access. And that's what we heard last week. All access to the Father. And so Jesus, or St. Paul, is reminding us today to not fall back to the deceitful desires of our mind. Because that's one of the effects of original sin. We say that original sin darkens our intellect. We can't know what we're supposed to know. It weakens our will. We can't choose the right thing. And it has us with disordered passions, meaning we get excited by the things that should repulse us, and we get repulsed by the things that should excite us. And if we would just do a daily examination of conscience, we would not argue with this. We realize that there are still parts of this that are trapped into the old man. And it's through the grace of our baptism that we were welcomed into the new life. and by a continued life of grace that we get to rise up more fully into the new man that we have become. This ongoing process of sanctification. It's not just a one and done thing. It requires this living with Jesus, this new life in Christ. And the way that we maintain and enhance and sustain ourselves after our baptism is through the Holy Eucharist. And this is why we're taking this slow walk through John chapter 6. The people were following Jesus not because they thought he was the Lord and the Messiah and the Savior. They followed him because their bellies were full. He had performed this miracle, and they wanted to see more. The people in the Old Testament were grumbling because they had their bellies full. Even though they were in slavery in Egypt, their bellies were full, and they were afraid of what might lay ahead of them. So they were willing to go back to slavery. They were willing to go back to the deceitful desires, to the darkened intellect, to the weakened will, rather than face the unknown of this new life. How many of us fall into that same category, that same boat, that we stick to what's comfortable, we stick to what's familiar, even if it's sinful? We're afraid sometimes of the new life in Christ. St. Paul is encouraging us today to not be afraid, to stay faithful, to put away the old man, put on the new man. It's very easy for us to be led by our passions. You know, that's the effect of sin. We should be ruled by our mind, but what we know is true. And then what we know is true, we choose it, whether it feels good or not. But because of sin, we choose about what feels good, what tastes good, what fills my belly, regardless of the consequences. By being new men and women in Christ, by living a faithful life with the Holy Eucharist, we have the power that we need to choose the good. Now, I often use the example. I love Oreo cookies. And if I could, I would eat them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and snack. But I know it's not good for me. But if you put a tray in front of me, it might not last very long. Even though I know it, I still choose against it. I know I should eat broccoli and asparagus and spinach and blah. It's hard for me to choose what I know is right. But what happens, and we've all had the experience, once we get over that hump and we begin to choose that exercise routine or to eat healthily or to whatever, or come to Mass every Sunday, it's hard at first, but once we do it, it becomes easier to choose the good. This is the effect of grace in our life. And this is that new life in Christ that St. Paul is encouraging us and Jesus is inviting us into. Jesus tells his followers that we should believe in him. This is the works that we're supposed to do. And so we ask ourselves today, do I believe? Have I come here to Mass today because I believe in the salvation ready for me in Christ Jesus through the Holy Eucharist? Have I come here to allow him to feed me, to meet my unending desire, my hunger for him, my hunger for eternal life? Or am I just going through the motions, hoping to hear a great homily or some good music? Am I ruled by my passions? Or have I put on the new man? Have I said no to sin and yes to life in Christ? This is the decision we each have to make. Do we believe?